here's a story from The World.
Change is hard, so it's remarkable how fast things have changed across the globe since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Even a word central to this moment is being changed, something that rarely ever happens. Merriam-Webster will be updating the definition of the word racism. The new definition will include how uneven access to power is part of the problem. Throughout the hour today, we'll be checking in on global movements to end systemic discrimination. We go first to Toronto, where that city's first black police chief has resigned. The World's Rupa Shenoy has our story.
It came out of nowhere.
So here I am after 37 plus years of serving what I believe to be the greatest law enforcement agency in the world.
With just 8 months to go in his term as chief of the Toronto Police Service, Mark Saunders seems to have surprised everyone by abruptly resigning without fully explaining why. He's had some health issues, including a kidney transplant, but he said that's not why he's leaving.
Family is the most important thing to me right now, and sorry if anyone is shocked in a bad way, but there are a whole host of reasons. And at the end of the day, it's a whole bunch of things, but it's going to be good to be dad.
Reporters kept asking, why now? But Saunders refused to say more. Akwasi Owusu-Bempah studies policing as an assistant professor at the University of Toronto.
Mark Saunders himself probably feels that he doesn't necessarily want to engage in another round of conversation and potential reform, and that it may be better left to someone else who would have a longer time left at the service.
Saunders was born in England to Jamaican parents who moved the family to Canada when he was a child. He was appointed chief by the Toronto Police Services Board in 2015. Owusu-Bempah says Saunders' main competitor for the position back then was also black, and that candidate was seen as more progressive, with more ties to black communities. In contrast, Owusu-Bempah says Saunders was seen as more of a cop's cop, overseeing the homicide and guns and gangs task force units.
The board went with Saunders, which signaled to many people in the community that they were going with an enforcement-oriented officer as opposed to a progressive community-oriented officer.
That choice was reflected in what people in highly policed neighborhoods experienced. Sam Tekle is a community worker in Toronto's Jane and Finch neighborhood. He says they've fought to keep police out of their area.
I have young people that I work with who tell me they have to think about which way they go to school or to walk with a girl or a young lady so that they know that they're less likely to hit a checkpoint, which means to encounter police.
There have been several high-profile incidents of Black Canadians being racially profiled and assaulted by police. In 2018, the Ontario Human Rights Commission found that while Black people were just 9% of Toronto's population, they made up 70% of those who died in police shootings. Tekle says Saunders helped maintain the status quo.
So very much he provides a certain kind of cover for those who believe that representation represents change. It becomes much more difficult to get certain calls to be made on the behalf of Black and racialized and Indigenous folks, because so often the retort is that there's a Black police chief.
But after George Floyd's death, Saunders declared that incremental change was no longer enough.
All right, guys, we're going to take a knee.
He kneeled with protesters in the street. And by stepping away from his position, Tekle says Saunders has left an opening for possible change.
It is a moment of possibility. This is the beginning, I think, on towards thinking that policing may not be an institution to which we should continue to invest if Black lives really do matter, as so many of our corporations and our colleagues at work and our bus drivers and our city councillors have proclaimed on social media.
The protesters have already won some change. Earlier this week, Toronto's mayor committed to putting body cameras on all officers, maybe even by this summer. And some city councillors have taken up protesters' calls to defund the police. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.